He dug the hand that was not keeping a firm grip on Trevor into his school bag, and after a little bit of rummaging, pulled out what appeared to be a small grey cactus in a pot, except that it was covered with what looked like boils rather than spines. "Mimbulus Mimbletonia," he said proudly. Harry stared at the thing. It was pulsating slightly, giving it the rather sinister look of some diseased internal organ. "It's really, really rare," said Neville, beaming. "I don't know if there's one in the greenhouse at Hogwarts, even. I can't wait to show it to Professor Sprout. My great-uncle Algy got it for me in Assyria. I'm going to see if I can breed from it." Harry knew that Neville's favourite subject was herbology, but for the life of him he could not see what he would want with this stunted little plant. "Does it, do anything?" he asked.
"Loads of stuff," said Neville proudly. "It's got an amazing defensive mechanism. Hold Trevor for me."
He dumped the toad into Harry's lap and took a quill from his school bag. Luna Lovegood's popping eyes appeared over the top of her upside-down magazine again, watching what Neville was doing. Neville held the Mimbulus Mimbletonia up to his eyes, his tongue between his teeth, chose his spot, and gave the plant a sharp prod with the tip of his quill. Liquid squirted from every boil on the plant, thick, stinking, dark green jets of it. They hit the ceiling, the windows, and spattered Luna Lovegood's magazine. Ginny, who had flung her arms up in front of her face just in time, merely looked as though she was wearing a slimy green hat. But Harry, whose hands had been busy preventing the escape of Trevor, received a face full. It smelled like rancid manure. Neville, whose face and torso were also drenched, shook his head to get the worst out of his eyes.
Sorry, he gasped. I haven't tried that before. Didn't realize it would be quite so... Don't worry, though. Stink sap's not poisonous,
he added nervously, as Harry spat a mouthful onto the floor. At that precise moment, the door of their compartment slid open.
Oh, hello, Harry, said a nervous voice. Bad time?
Harry wiped the lenses of his glasses with his Trevor-free hand. A very pretty girl with long, shiny black hair was standing in the doorway, smiling at him. Cho Chang, the seeker on the Ravenclaw Quidditch team.
Oh, hi, said Harry blankly. Said Cho. Well, just thought I'd say hello. Bye then.
She closed the door again, rather pink in the face, and departed. Harry slumped back in his seat and groaned. He would have liked Cho to discover him sitting with a group of very cool people laughing their heads off at a joke he had just told. He would not have chosen to be sitting with Neville and Looney Lovegood clutching a toad and dripping in stink sap.
Never mind, said Ginny bracingly. Look, we can get rid of all this easily.
She pulled out her wand.
Scourgify!
The stink sap vanished.
Sorry, said Neville again in a small voice.